Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans, for the fans, not many who's here can understand. Everything pro wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes.
Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, and today we are going to be talking about a subject that I care very, very passionately about, wrestling video games. I have always played wrestling video games for as long as I can remember as well, and I've played a lot of bad ones, and I've played a lot of good ones, so I'm hoping you guys will be interested in this topic today, and this is one that I've been preparing for a little bit of time, and it's based on AEW games, the video game that they are working on, and it's what can AEW games learn from the AKI series, and I think that this is kind of a great way to put things into perspective, meanwhile staying within the means of what some consider what is the greatest wrestling video game. Now, since AEW has come out and said that they were looking to make a video game, we've all wondered the same things. Well, who's going to make it? Kenny Omega often would refer to No Mercy in Virtual Pro Wrestling 2, and that sounds great and all, but AKI is not around anymore. The same company that made Def Jam games, they're not around. They made some of the best wrestling games that we love. They're not here, so what are we going to do? We had the presentation showing that Yuke's is on board as well, and they're going to play a major key into all of this. And I think that I can say some things that I hope helps all sides around when it comes to this. And I thought it'd be nice to do a little podcast about it. So hopefully you video game fans can kick back, enjoy. I will have a live chat going throughout all of this. So I may defer over to them and ask them questions just because, like I said, it's a show by the fans for the fans. So I think some fan interaction is always nice to have in here while we're doing that. And let's see who has joined us. Terrence Alexander. Thank you, good sir. Rob is also in the house saying Euro. Respect the craft, Ray. What's going on, Ray? Chad has joined us. Let's see here. Terrence, it would have been cool to get Geta on here. Get me his number, Terrence, and I would love to. And Geta is who is working on the game. Kenny Omega did bring someone in from the AKI series, and I thought it was tremendous that he was able to get him in on the game too. So we're going to get into a lot of that when it comes to this today. And first and foremost, the picture that you see behind me, number one, shout out to whoever made it. There we go, right hand. Shout out to whoever made this, the AKI man. Really, really well done. Let me see if I can shuffle on out of the way here so that way you guys can see it. I thought that was really, really dope when whomever put that together. And we also have shout out to Viking Size Gamer for, excuse me, behind me right here, the AEW PlayStation 5 box logo. Viking Size Gamer made that. So credit to him. And some of the photos you're going to see, you'll see SmackDown Hotel's logo on it. I'm just trying to make sure I give proper credit. And I do have their links in the description to like their Twitters. They also make YouTube videos. They got a bunch of cool stuff to follow, especially for wrestling video game things. And I also want to give a shout out to anyone who's ever made an AKI review, because during my research and prep for all of this, I probably watched one of your reviews. So thank you guys so much for doing it. I even watched some of my past ones on a previous channel that I had just to get into the mood and try to understand everything that would be happening with this. With that being said, thank you. And to anyone who, I don't know if anyone from AEW Games is going to see this. I would hope so. You know, maybe one person would look at it for a second. Thank you for seeing this. I appreciate it. And I know the hard work that's going into this. So take these as a way to help. And I'll explain more on what I'm doing with this in one second. And same goes for Yuke's. Thank you, guys. I know Yuke's works countless hours. Shout out to my boy, Brian Williams. Brian Williams needs to be doing more with this series. Pay that man some money. Open up the checkbook for him. One of the community favorites. Absolutely love him. I wish we could hear more from Brian Williams when it comes to the game. Hopefully, Kenny will have him on an episode of 2.0 Game Show eventually. Love it, man. So big shout out to anyone who was collaborating, making this game, and anyone who worked on the AKI series. We'll leave it at that. We thanked everybody in the world. Today, what I did here, though, is I have made a SWOT analysis for what they can take and learn from the AKI series. What is a SWOT analysis, you may be asking? SWOT analysis is an acronym that stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that could face the AEW games and what they can learn from the AKI series. There's good, there's some bad, there's some opportunities, and there's things that it's like, well, we don't know. That could be a major threat later on. So we're going to take a deep dive into all of this. So if you guys have some thoughts, please let me know. Terrence Alexander is in here, and he says, I do believe the Day of Reckoning people from AKI are on the team at Yuke's. I'm sure Geta is not the only one. I love that you're doing this. Thank you, Terrence. I appreciate it. Terrence, share it with your friends. Guys, hit like if you're watching live on YouTube. The more likes we get on the video, it puts us in the algorithm. It would be nice to be in the mix with some of the top YouTubers who do this. And like I said, if you guys like this, I'll make more video game content. I just need to see the results, though, that people are loving this. They're enjoying it. They're coming out and they're talking about it. Chad also asked, when is the AEW game come out? We do not have a date yet, good sir. But I'm sure we'll find out in due time. Due time. Patience. Patience is key, as I like to tell my good friends over at XGW. Patience is key when it comes to this. So let's get into this. Let's start with the strengths of the AKI series, shall we? The strengths. Number one, the first thing I noticed was the spirit meter. It gives a match like a back and forth feel when it comes to looking at this. The spirit meter is very, very key in these matches today. And I've got some graphics we could put up here for us. This is from No Mercy. Steve Austin giving Triple H the bird right there. But these are the meters that they used in the game. Now, notice, I don't like HUD bars that are all over the screen. They're taking up too much space and it's doing too much. And trust me, this isn't the only series they can learn from. But we're looking at AKI specifically today. And those meters are very, very nice to have. They're nice. They're flowing correctly. You have the momentum. Your meter's building up. The other person's isn't. There's ways also to go on the outside and taunt. We all got that one friend who goes on the outside to taunt and thinks that that's going to build up their stuff. That's one of the beauties with the spirit meter. It knows if you're in the ring doing it, if you're doing the right moves, it all matters. So I think that's something that they can build upon, and it helps you build up your finisher. It just makes sense from a wrestling standpoint. I like to have the matches have a flow, the back and forth to them. Also, something nice that I noticed, which was a small touch, the camera would spin in submissions. And I think that was a great feeling to let you know that you're in a submission. So someone's arm would be down in an arm bar, and then there would be lots of twists and turns, and the camera's moving. They're wrenching back on the arm, and you would get a lot of good action when it comes to that. And I think that's very key as well. You would just get a better way of things being done. We also have the controller scheme. Simplicity is key. And that is the one thing that I love about these games. When it comes to looking back at them, why does AEW want to replicate the Nintendo 64 games? What makes them say, you know what, this would be the perfect thing for us to copy? Simplicity is part of it. Controller scheme simplicity. As you can see, there is an A button for grappling, the B button for striking. Hold it and you can do a strong grapple. Hold it and you do a strong strike. We also have the D-pad that moves around. You have the stick that does the taunts for you. It can be simple. And that's all you want. You want your friend to come over and pick it up. He doesn't have to watch wrestling and say, yo, pick somebody. Let's do a match. That's what made these games a lot of fun back in the day. Games like WCW versus NWO World Tour. This game cost me a lot of time at my buddy's house when I was in fifth grade. Lots of time was spent just looking over things, doing things that involved this game. And it was a beauty. It was a lot of fun. Revenge. I remember seeing Revenge for the first time, and it did a lot of little things correct. And it was better than World Tour, more characters. It was missing Ric Flair. Little sad for that, but you had fun with it. WrestleMania 2000. We had the exact same thing here. They went to the WWF side. It was during the Attitude Era. You had tons of characters in there. You could edit them. You could do different things with them. And I'm going to get into all that. And No Mercy. No Mercy is the creme de la creme when it comes to the AKI games here in America. It is what everyone refers to as their favorite game. It's my favorite AKI series game. 100%. Absolutely love it. I dig it. And it's good, bro. Like, I don't understand if there would be any complaints for it, man. And I like it a lot. And I see people in the chat are talking. Keep up the chatter. I appreciate it. We're going to keep it moving here, though, with this list. Same one that you guys heard that I almost knocked over there. Luckily, I caught it just in time. The attires, bro. Let's look at these attires here. Did you know that each person had four attire slots? Now, right here, we're looking at WCW versus NWO Revenge. And you could change the color schemes of things for people. You know the costume. You assign the costume to the person. Mr. Perfect wore more than just the all black and white attire. He also wore one that he had orange in it, black and orange. He had one that was lime green, I believe. He wore one that was blue and black. You could do so many different things in attires, and I love the fact that they gave us the attire slots. This was nice. We need to have this back. I have been a big proponent of having that back for a long time. Why not give us something that would be called like the Superstars Closet? And I know a lot of people are saying, well, this is going to hurt your DLC. No, it's not. Give me an array of attires to pick for a Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega has several really dope wrestling attires. And you know, for someone, that's their favorite. So why not have it to where you could pick an attire for Kenny Omega, and then you can go to the Superstar Closet or purchase, if you wanted it to be DLC so badly, allow it to go into his closet, and you could pick it similar to how Madden and NBA, you could pick teams' uniforms. Why not? Then you could build your own Kenny Omega, and you might even want to change his kick pads to something else to say, these kick pads look nicer with this, and you could do different things like that. I personally think that would be really cool. Just me. Let's get into another strength that this game had. Or the series, I should say, had the ability to edit attire and moves. Just so four attire slots was lovely, number one. It gave you at least four to have, and I think that was nice. The ability to edit attire and moves, why not? Why not let somebody change a finisher? How often in pro wrestling do you watch 1 week and pro wrestler A has a finisher and then it's completely different? Why not let you just be able to switch that out? Customization is key when it comes to wrestling video games. You can do so many things with this. Why have just one way to do things? You could have it all. And I think a lot of companies fear if you give it to everybody, they're going to focus in on those. To this day, a lot of people still do things when it comes to these wrestling video games, change them, and people become asphyxiated with them. But if you make a great game and continue to produce it and improve upon it, people will come back to buy it. I'm telling you, it works every time. Now, we have to talk about No Mercy's game modes. The game modes in No Mercy and championship modes and everything else was a huge positive for any time you were a wrestling video game fan. You had so many things that you could do as far as well, how is this going to work? Well, you could go in and you could play championship mode. I was a big fan in No Mercy of Survival. Survival was just you would go through a gauntlet of people. You would face, I don't know, I'm going to pick someone. I'm Chris Jericho, and I want to take on everybody who's going to come out. AEW could adopt this into their game. So you have your entire roster ready. You may go in there. You start off with The Butcher, Marquen from Private Party, and I'm trying to think of another person we could put in there, Jack Evans. All right, I know that's the whole HFO, but you're in there with all of those guys, and you're knocking them out, and then you may get a gauntlet of people, and then eventually later on down, let's say you've went through about 30 people, then you might see The Butcher come in again, but with a different attire, and you're like, yo, what is going on? And you're just trying to survive for as long as you can. I always thought those were fun, like a slobber knocker mode kind of. Why not? Super dope. I like the championship modes, a lot of the path modes to get to the title. I don't want something boring where it's match after match after match after match and there's no story behind it. Nothing that is fresh. And I would like to see stories eventually for each championship belt. Have a story for the world title. Have a story for the TNT championship. Have a story for the TBS championship, the women's championship. Have a story for the tag titles. These are the nice things that make things better, in my opinion. So just little things to think of. Tournaments would be nice. We had King of the Ring tournament. You could have it to be a tournament for a vacant championship. You could do lots of little different things here. Let's get into the detailed call mode. Creating a wrestler, absolutely something that I would always say was fun. You could always look back at these games in the AKI series and say, dude, so many dope things that you could do, creating people, different things. What would you want to create? You look back at these old video games, you can create anybody and anything you want. Even to the stances, how they're going to move. You want all of that. If you're creating on the screen right now, I have Macho Man Randy Savage. What if you wanted to create Macho King? What would you need? You would need a crown, a scepter. I want him to come out with those in his entrance. Those are the things that we need. And I think it's just key. Like, look at this. This was in coming out years and years ago. This was almost 20 years ago, we'll just say, for a nice round number. Look at all the options we had then compared to now. And now we do have things that are a lot better, but we need to be able to pick how the person's going to come out, the different attire, the weapons, the props, things that they can use. You want this to be fun. And a detailed CAW mode is cool. And let's be frank, the CAW community is absolutely phenomenal. They are the reason, they are the lifeblood of a lot of these games. And without them, these games are only played for a couple months. We need to get them on board. And these are people that I would bring in to check out your stuff. You want to go to the Dre 41s. You're going to want to go to the best call makers. You can go on Twitter and find them. They're in groups now. They're charging for cause. Game Vault. I don't want to name everybody because there's so many of them. And you know, they're all really, really good. And I think you need to find a select amount of them and say, what do we need in our CAW mode? And these guys will tell you how to do it, how it can work. As long as you tell them what the limitations are, they'll say, okay, well, why can't we do this? They will make the best CAW mode for you. And like I said, they are the lifeblood of the community. Let them work for you. Also, unique animations for wrestlers. I'm going to pull this one back up. Hulk Hogan in the NWO played air guitar all the time, and they made sure that they had that in the game for him. Wrestlers who just had little things that they would do so well, it was in the game for them. And I think that's something that we could focus on once again. I go back to the original picture here. Stone Cold flipping the bird. That's what you wanted to see with Steve Austin. Why not have it to where the Young Bucks do their pose as a taunt? You need to have that stuff in. People are looking for the little accuracy things that we have going on with this. Now, I talked about unique animations, and we've talked about several other things throughout all of this. But now I think it's time that we bring up one of the best games that a lot of people were talking to me about. And shout out to Dark Elite Eric. Eric gave me a lot of great ideas when it came to this. And we were just going back and forth, just trading ideas with each other about this. And we have to talk about Virtual Pro Wrestling 2. The game that Kenny Omega said is one of the best video games of all time, in his opinion. And it, listen, bro, it's not hard to see why. Look at these games. And some people will argue this is better than No Mercy. This is the best AKI wrestling game. When it comes to this, what I want people to see is grappling at the same time in Virtual Pro Wrestling. We got a test of strength. I think we've had a ton of options that we can include in today for that. We could do more than test of strength. And I think it could depend on maybe weight class, if you guys are going to have those styles, whatever. Things to look at. Lock up at the same time. If it's Darby Allin and Sammy Guevara, why not have them, get into one of their like chain moves to where they're sweeping the legs, taking each other down, headlock, takeover, head scissor, over, flip, boom, they both flip up. Whoa, you can get some cool animations out of that. Then you could also have it to be where you have a Bryan Danielson who's in there with a, a Lee Moriarty. You put those two in there together. Why not have them do the handstand spot that they just did on Dynamite where they're punching each other? Okay, that's for the technical wrestlers. The big dudes, what do you want to see with the big dudes? Obviously, the run off the rope, shoulder tackle. He doesn't go down. You run off the rope, shoulder tackle. You could have mini games with that. You could do a lot of different things for when people grapple at the same time. Very, very different things that you guys can do. Now, besides the test of strength, mess around with it. Don't be afraid to take advantage of it. You have a Brian Williams in there. Brian Williams is a wrestling move savant. Let this dude go to work. Let him help you do this. He knows. He has good ideas for it. I've talked to him. I know this guy knows how to make wrestling video games. I just want to see it used to its fullest advantage. So that's another strength for this. I would also like to see some of the punch combo strikes. You may be saying, what am I talking about? What do you mean this punch combo strike deal here? You had MMA style fighters in these games back in the day for Virtual Pro Wrestler 2. And you would have people in there and they would have different strike patterns. So if you play Revenge, Goldberg had it. You will get into a position, they'll lock up, and then all of a sudden you'll be in this mode and they have the ability to tap 10 strikes. I think it was 10 or 5, whatever it may be. And they're going to go to work, man. They're going to start hitting you with kicks, punches, and you could take someone down. It's really cool. It goes into like a little miniature MMA type of mode. And I like it. It's pretty cool. I think it's something you could do. And if you have wrestlers like that, maybe a Jake Hager, maybe they need something to feel special. There's ways to do that. I think it's a positive thing to look at. Do you need it for everybody? No, but it would be something nice to have. Sure. Sure. And there's plenty of ways to be able to sneak that in. I'm going to put this one out here as well. Virtual Pro Wrestling 2 had an option for a super finisher. Why not have that same option here? What do I mean by that? A super finisher, when I think of that, I think of an avalanche one-wing angel off the top rope. Why not have that? Maybe it's a spike pile driver from FTR. You know what people's super finishers are. Or maybe off the top rope they hit their classic big rig. Different things. Cody Rhodes doing the that's not happening anymore, right? Cody Rhodes doing the crossroads off the top of the ladder to Sammy Guevara. Sammy Guevara doing the springboard off the ladder into a cutter. You got to have that in the game. Kenny, bro, you got to have that in the game. It's just a great part of your show, and people are going to want to do those types of things with Sammy Guevara when they use him as a character in the game. If we get ladder matches even, we don't know. This is their first game. But I would hope that we would get that in. let me see here. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, and I just put, like, you could have jaw-dropping moves. These can only be executed once per match. So once you go for that one-winged angel off the top rope, it could be lights out. It could be curtains for you after that. Very, very interesting. And I'm going to rattle off through these last few things. Customized match type rules. Imagine a 50-person battle royal with pinfalls similar to the MLW Battle Riot. They need to have things like that. The battle royals were absolutely fun. I love how they show the entrances too. The music hits, you run down to the ring. We also probably should have something that resembles their like the casino battle royales that they do. You got to have those things in. A tournament survival mode. Yes, we talked about those before. Backstage fighting areas. Why not have an AEW games room? Similar to where Kenny Omega shoots the Game 2.0 show. Why not? I think that would be a lot of fun. Why not have the bar, similar to how they were when they were in Jacksonville every week and they did the Stadium Stampede? Why not have the football field out there? Why? It does. These games can be fun. You can be sim while being fun. It's not just a black or white thing. It's not sim or arcade and that's it. You can kind of blur the lines a little bit. You can be mostly sim, but still have different things in there to have fun with some sped up gameplay. Obviously, we want options for blood. The blood that we could have in the game, the best. We want to see this push to a new level. I know it sounds bad, me saying that, but it's true. We want to see what you guys can do with blood. For years, we've been told, like, oh, it can't stay on the mat. Oh, we can't have it too much. Oh, it's turned off automatically. You could turn it on yourself, but it won't be shown online. AEW, embrace wrestling, please. I know you will. I have faith. We talked about entrance with weapons. Every title could have a story in the story mode. CAWs and wrestlers should be on par with each other the way that they look. I don't want to see a Kenny Omega. What I loved about these games in the past where you would look at wrestlers in the ring right here. You have Triple H, Steven Richards, and Kane in the ring right here. You could make a call that looked like Steven Richards, and it looks like it matches up with this. That's what fans want when it comes down to how you put together these things in the game. And I think that's a fair thing. And don't forget, I would also like, with all these factions that we have in the game, I would love to have like Orange Cassidy and then maybe underneath it says like part of the best friends, however their stuff is set up maybe. Or they usually have the little comments with their record. Cool, you could do that. But I want to see like maybe Trent Beretta will come out to help him if he's in a match with, I don't know, the Butcher, and then the Blade's coming out. So, you know, things that make sense as far as helping each other, allies, factions, put all that into perspective when you're putting those together. And that's what I have for the positives. I'm going to go to the comment section here, or for the strengths, excuse me. Let's see here. Matt Black had to come check this out, watching on a slight delay. Matt, I appreciate you, brother. I really want to get you on for one of these to just discuss, because Matt Black has a lot of knowledge. I remember listening to his interviews from Gaming Ring, and he's the reason why I know a lot of the things that I know. Sometimes people are like, how do you know that this happened back in the day? Matt Black. So give him his props and show him some love in the chat. Ace says we better not get glitches in the AEW game. Glitches are a part of all video games, my friend. Shout out to my boy Jukebox Gone Bad. He is on Twitch watching us. Thank you, good sir. Whispers Professor Conrad started. What's going on, Cat? Appreciate you, man. Avalanche RKO. That is exactly what I'm talking about with those big moves, bro. 100% what I'm talking about. Those are all good things to have. But we talked about strengths. And like I said, I did this as kind of like a business analyst. And when it comes down to it, you also have weaknesses from the AKI game. What are we talking about when it comes to weaknesses? Let's get into it, shall we? We have to stay away from the partial slash lackluster entrances. Commit to full entrances for the game. Now, I'm going to pull up. I do have some video footage. I was trying not to get too deep into showing all of it here, but I'm going to show you part of what we get here with Jungle Boy. And this is what I'm talking about right here. Jungle Boy's model looks great. Now we're going to see him get ready to come out here in a second. And note, this game is still in development. As it says, here's his entrance, but we cut right into him being in the ring going up against Darby Allin. Are we getting a full entrance? I know the old AKI game, sometimes they didn't have them. That was one of the complaints with No Mercy. You don't have the entire entrance. And that's kind of, you know, you want Hogan coming out doing the belt stuff, but I want to see him come down to the ramp, get in the ring, let him do his taunts in the ring. I want realistic entrances. So I hope that's something that we wouldn't shy away from. Also, we have a lack of match types on both ends of this. What do I mean? AEW has produced some really good wrestling thus far, but we haven't seen a lot of match types come from it. We haven't seen AEW give us a lot of matches, but we've seen a few. So is that enough times to be put in? I would love to have the ladder match. I would love to have the Stadium Stampede. I would love to have Blood and Guts. Do we have the available room to put all those in? I don't know. That might be something that we could hope for in the future. Maybe. Maybe not, though. Lack of match types, though, from what we used to have in some of these past games, I don't think that's a staple that we would want to keep. In the old games, we used to have ladder matches, and not a lot of them. You couldn't do the tag team ladder matches that we saw back in the day with the Hardys, Dudleys, and Edge and Christian in those games. You would end up having to do it in a different manner. You would have to do like a four-way maybe, or, you know, three, like one person from each team in there. You want to push the limits, and I think we're beyond that. So I'm hoping that's something that we wouldn't go towards, as it is a weakness in my opinion. AEW Games has to try to capitalize on as many match types as they've used so far. Consider match types that maybe you haven't used, like special guest referee. We haven't seen them dust that one off yet. Why not? Why not have special guest referee in? Pull out as many stops as you can when it comes down to it, because that's what people want. They want representation of their superstar. They want to feel like they can customize in this game too. I want to set up a feud with Sammy Guevara and Darby Allin, and Sting's going to wind up being the guest referee. Cool. Let it happen. Let it happen. And I think there's ways to do that. You just have to capitalize on it. That is what I have here for the weaknesses. And like I said, I already mentioned expand on the multi-man matches. Let's get into opportunities that this game has. This game has lots of opportunities, and we're all excited for it. I personally think that with the WWE 2K game that's come out, there's been some news that has got people excited. There's been news that's gotten people down in the dumps about it. I want them to stand back and take notes on everything that WWE 2K22 is doing and use this AKI series for your opportunities. Maximize avoiding what WWE 2K is doing with less grapples. To me, the AKI series was built upon grappling. They gave you the strong grapples, the weak grapples, and that opened up double the amount with a tap and a hold. Use this, guys. Use this. The more moves, the better. Look at someone like a Rey Fénix. He has so many moves, bro. So many moves. Jungle Boy, Darby Allin, even Punk. These guys have moves from their past, and we kind of want an all-round big-time version of a CM Punk. We want an all-round big-time version of Sting. Why not give us Surfer Sting? That would be so dope. Take advantage. Take advantage is what I keep saying. These opportunities are there for you. This is something you can use to help you. Let's get into next. Updated technology. I know this is an AKI series. AKI was great, but don't be afraid to use Yuke's brains as well. You have many seasoned veterans on that team who have produced the WWE games for years, and they are willing to try new things. Let them try new things. Let them bring on different ideas that they have, man. And I think that is the best way to do things. We got people discussing. I'll get to you guys right after I'm done with these opportunities, and then we'll get into some of this stuff towards the end. Thank you for your questions, though. We'll get into them. I don't want you guys to think you're being ignored. going back to learning from you, because you have Brian Williams. The man is a wealth of knowledge, whether it comes to mocap, what the fans want, the knowledge that he has or what he wants to do. To me, he is a top dollar person that you want to have. And I'm not saying this because I've talked to Brian. I've interviewed Brian about his time at WWE Games. None of that is even playing into this. Brian Williams is genuinely, like, 100% my favorite person to listen to do interviews. I can feel passion on someone when they talk. And Brian is easily the most passionate person I've ever heard speak about wrestling video games. And he does a damn good job at it. So I want to give props to him. So pick Ukes' brains. They have a lot of good stuff. They have technology from Here Comes the Pain. Might be another series if you guys enjoy this enough. Wink. SVR06. SVR07, SVR2011, WW2K14. There are more games than just the AKI series. There are a lot of great wrestling games. I believe in the chat, someone brought up Day of Reckoning. Hell of a game. Why not? Why not take advantage of it? Going into this and cherry pick. You could cherry pick different things. Who had the best entrances? What game? Oh, this game did. Let's use that. Why not? Which game had the best commentary? Let's use that. There's a reason to do commentary in this. Why not? And that's an opportunity too. Do you go with commentary for this game? Commentary has been so bad in wrestling video games recently. I don't know if it's worth the time to put it in. Would you guys like to see it? I think that's a question to ask the fans. They need an opportunity to communicate with that base. We didn't have Twitter and all this stuff that we do now. Use your Discord for that. Take advantage and say, hey, we're going to put out surveys asking you guys what you want to see in wrestling video games. Let us know. If you're going to buy our game, tell us what you want to see. Put it out there, though, and make sure you're reaching the people who want to buy this game. Moving forward, for DLC for an opportunity, you're going to be mad. Do you guys hear that? That is the forbidden door, and I know people are tired of hearing that language, but you can take advantage of the forbidden door. It's a big opportunity. What do I mean by that? With the AEW video game, I think that they're going to have different types of DLC. It sounds like it's not going to come out yearly, which is appreciated. From what I've heard from Kenny Omega, it sounds like it won't be a yearly game. They don't need to be. Make them good when you can every couple years. It works. Now, we get in there, we get our DLC. Are you going to have every AEW wrestler in there? Probably not. But why not have a sprinkle of packets where you could have it be, we're going to update, let's just say Punk's not in. We'll go from that time period forward. We'll have a pack that'll have CM Punk in the game. Then we'll have Bryan Danielson, Punk, Adam Cole. Those will be your DLC for 1 month. And then maybe in 3 months, you could do something to where that forbidden door is open and you're going to get a DLC pack with Okada, Naito, Jay, the Switchblade, Jay White, Jeff Cobb. Put in a whole bunch of New Japan guys. That would be fun. You could even call the game AEW versus the world. Wink face once again. Dude, they are giving you free stuff. Like, take it. WCW had a game called WCW versus the world. I would buy a game called AEW versus the world, and you put other promotions in there. Tony, you could pay other people with the DLC money. You could just say, listen, you guys will get part of the DLC money when it comes out. Let it rain, baby. Let it rain. Take advantage. You could work even with a Ring of Honor, Impact, New Japan, independent scene, and other partners. You can also add some variety to the arenas. Something that could have been seen as a weakness. AEW only has a few different looks to it. For the pay-per-views, Dynamite pretty much looks the same most of the time with different ramps. It's a lot of the same. Why not get Impact Wrestling's arena in there? Why not get Ring of Honor? Whomever you want to put in here as part of the Forbidden Door. Why not have New Japan Pro Wrestling? There's things you could do. We talked about don't release the game every year. Make use of the different arenas. New Japan, they have stuff in domes. Have stuff in domes. Have an outdoor stadium. I think that would be cool as well to have. And Why not have it to where you can perform in the bingo halls or high school gyms? Tony Khan's an ECW fan. I think that would be awesome to have in as well. Something small and do that. Let me see here. Getting back into, let me see. Oh, I even mentioned Nick Gage. Excuse me. Nick Gage from GCW. That's someone else they could work with. Don't release a game. Your creation suite. Why is this an opportunity? Well, they already address cross-platform play. I do think that's something that they can use, but I think the creation suite is an opportunity because of that community. Once again, use the call community. That's a community within the community. These guys have knowledge, passion, and so much that they can give to you. Are you going to get everybody? No, but I think if you get a nice group of them, people who would want to create things for the AEW video game that are excited about it, they will tell you, this is what we need to create things. This is how we do it. Use that. Let these guys do that. And please don't ban people for finding ways to do things or ban people for putting up things. You know, I want that monitored very well. And people know what I'm talking about. People put up extremely stupid stuff. And there's people who would put up stuff that's like, really, you got banned for that? And it's stupid. Going back into online for years, we have been asking for some type of online focus. And I feel like the online community, that's me when I used to run XGW and a lot of stuff with other people. We have never been heard on how it feels to do your online experience. We can tell you. I can tell you what moves lag in 2K19. I can tell you what moves are the cheap moves. Is that something being monitored? I hope that Kenny and them have plans to say like, hey, what moves are the cheese moves in the game? Maybe it's the spin around move and you can hit a V trigger and then it doesn't stop. Those are the types of things that I would like to see people just be on the lookout for, things to watch so that people aren't taking advantage of different things that'll happen in these games. What else do we have in here? Sticking with online, we also have things where you can consider leagues, esports. Why not? Why not? Kenny Omega is a huge fan of Street Fighter, the whole series, and everything that they have in it. Why couldn't we have a tournament at All Out with the fans? And we bring in the top 16 video game players. Kenny Omega hosted on a stage. Bro, I'm giving you free YouTube content. This shit is money, bro. It is money. Go in there and do this stuff. It works. I'm telling you, people would love it if the people who made the games up there, if you have a Brian from Ux, you got Aubrey up there, you got Kenny Omega, have Adam Cole and Evil Uno up there. You can get two of them commentating it. Shit, put Eddie Kingston on commentary. He'll be up there talking. Show him some Kawada kicks, and this dude's going to lose his mind. Eddie Kingston would be great for this, bro. It would be great. It's, oh man, dude, it just works. Keeping it moving. Big opportunity, make sure that the difficulty level is appropriate at all levels. How often have we all played wrestling video games? We can go to Legend, SmackDown, whatever it's called in the video game, and it's not that hard. I can do it from day one, and I'm usually like, all right, I think I'll be all right for the most part. I may lose a match or two in the beginning, but after that, I'm pretty much good to go. I need difficulty levels that No Mercy has. I have a funny story for No Mercy, and like, here comes the pain. But No Mercy, since we're talking AKI games, what is a hilarious story that I have for this? My one buddy, I'll never forget, I was getting ready for basketball practice. This has to be in like 04, 03. I'm getting ready for basketball practice, and he's like, I'm going to play this game real quick. I'm just going to defend my title against Vince McMahon. And I'm like, well, hopefully you don't lose. And he was like, bro, I'm not going to lose to Vince McMahon. I'm the European champion in the game. It's going to be fine. I will never forget. This dude kept messing around with Vince McMahon and playing around with him. And then eventually Vince went on a run and he could not reverse him. He could not stop him. And I'll never forget. Vince McMahon smacked him off the ladder, like palm striked him off the ladder and grabbed the European title. And then I had to tell this dude, like, nope, you lost, bro. Don't even change it. Don't fix it. Those are moments that make things fun, in my opinion. Yes, I know getting beat up by the AI, you don't want it to be ridiculous, but I thought that moment was great. And you just remember moments like that with your friends. And that's what it's about, creating those moments with your friends. And I think that is a big thing that's part of this. We talked about the difficulty level, even looking at something like Fire Pro. I know we're not supposed to be talking about that within this, but Fire Pro, have it to where you could change the difficulty levels within a person. How often will Kenny Omega go for a V trigger? How nice would it be if he's in a bad feud with someone, you could raise it up to where the AI is just striking you badly because he wants to beat you that bad. Just things to think about for the future. What if we had an MMA style fight? We talked about it before, with shoot fighters that are in there. The idea and concept of having someone like a Jake Hager, we had him and Wardlow in a cage. You have the option to put that in. I know a lot of fans will say that wasn't great. Why not let someone do a hurricanrana within a cage on a mat that says AEW with Aubrey as the official in there? Why not? Do you have a referee in the games? I don't think we've seen an official inside the ring yet. I would like that. I think the more real it is, the better. Some people will say, oh, that's taking up too much space or room in the ring, but I'm with it. I like it. The more sim we can get with it sometimes, the better when it comes to that. Lots of fun, though. Lots of fun. The low blow. Why did I put this in opportunity? I like the ring bell noise when it comes to it. I think you could take advantage of your past history. Little things like that to make people laugh work. And let me see here. Commentary can be good or bad. We talked about that. And use the models in the opener. So we were talking about the opening video packages for a lot of these. This Hogan, for example, this is probably in the opener of the WCW Nitro TNT WCW Revenge thing. He's coming out on the stage doing his air guitar. Why not focus on that again for the AEW games? That would be so cool, in my opinion, to show the entrance of maybe Chris Jericho coming out to Judas with the Inner Circle, Kenny Omega and the Elite, Kenny Omega and the Bucks doing a taunt together. Once again, I was going to make a Cody reference, but I can't. This is terrible. It's so weird. You could do so many things that you want to with this, though. Show your tag teams. And back in the day when you edited Hulk Hogan's attire here, he would actually come out with the attire that you changed it to. Let's just say you gave him green pants or something for some odd reason. He would come out with those green pants in the intro video. I love that. It's the details that make it so much better. And I thought that worked out very well. I would like it. And I want to go to the chat real quick because I saw you guys were talking. And I'll just do the threats. I don't have a lot of threats in here. Threat one, I have WWE being the only game in town for so long with little to no competition. I do believe that WWE style of gameplay is the expectation of many. I have played Fire Pro with some friends, never played it before, but we were yearning for a new wrestling game because the last one was shit. Sorry, 2K20 was bad. So when you finally are able to watch them play, they are into it, but then they're trying to do things that you can do in the WWE games. And then they're like, oh, well, this is garbage because you can't do it that way. No, there's a learning curve. It's different. So we have to make sure that people understand that. They like those WWE games and they're so used to that. And they'll say anything else that's different is bad. I'm just telling you that could be an uphill battle for you guys as far as threats. And that goes for reviewers and everything else too. That could be an uphill battle. WWE 2K22 and beyond, you have a lot of competition now. You do have Virtual Basement's going to be in the mix, and I wonder if these games are going to come out at the same time in 2023. It could happen. It's a possibility. So pick and choose your release windows wisely. Also, you have Fire Pro World. Customization with those games are off the chain. People are always finding new ways to innovate. Can we do the same with your game? Like I said, don't ban people for uploading things. Don't ban people for talking about things. You want people talking about your product. Let them promote you. I'm not saying let them steal your footage and take advantage of your rights. I'm saying let people promote your game. If they're promoting your game, cool. If you're doing things to be detrimental to it and everything else, then exercise your rights, I guess, is the best way I could put it. But be fair and let people talk about your game. It's good publicity all around. That's what I have here for the AKI series. I'm going to go into some questions here for the last little bit, and then we'll get on out of here. I appreciate all of you guys. Tell me your excitement levels when it comes to the AEW video game. Should be really good here. Let's get into some of this. Terrence Alexander says, can we discuss some of the differences between those AKI games and how Yuke's used them as inspiration for WWE Day of Reckoning games and the Wrestling Kingdom games? Or excuse me, Wrestle Kingdom games. Those prove that Yuke's already have the knowledge. Sorry, this is continued. That Yuke's already has the knowledge, gameplay style, and there is a way to add depth to the AKI gameplay and maybe add more moves per category. Yeah. Yeah, they definitely do. Yuke's to me seemed like they were bored with the last few years of what they were doing in 2K. A lot of copy-paste. Things felt very much the same, and they didn't have any input. And I think this needs to be a collaborative effort. It can't just be Kenny's giving all his ideas and Geta's giving all his ideas without... Well, Yuke's, what do you guys think? Give me some of your ideas. What do you think would make this a great game? And I think that there has to be some type of collaboration, some back and forth, and respecting each other, trust each other, and see how the ideas come out. So, yes, I agree. Heartbreak Kid Tokyo said GM mode is limited. Yeah, that was heartbreaking for many. Let's see here. Mecky, what's going on? Thank you for joining. Kenny Omega says they can't compete with WWE 2K is concerning. I don't think that's what he meant by that. I think that they're trying to build a different game. They're always – you make a video game. You're in competition with each other. That's just what it is. But I wouldn't put too much stock into what Kenny said. I think a lot of people are using it as like clickbait headline stuff. I wouldn't take it like that. Yuke's AI in WWE games is easy works for me. Yeah, you could. I just want it to be adjustable. I want easy to mean easy, novice to mean novice, legend to mean legend. I think they should have one that's called Elite, personally. That's what I would use. And then that one is like the hardest of hard. Very aggressive AI. Though I know someone who has some sick art of him. Nice. And I'd love to hear JR on commentary. Casey, cut it out, buddy. Thank you for joining, Casey. I love you, brother. Let's see here. Good net code and online is a must. I agree, Mecky. Like 100%. Rob says at me next time. Yeah, you heard the intern. He was going off in the background. I don't know what happened. I'll have to check on that after. Every time I hit record, bro. Every time. Terrence Alexander said, I want to see what kind of new innovations that Yuke's can add to the AKI gameplay. P.S. I love Brian Williams. He's the person that put this deal with AEW and Yuke's together. Yes, he did. And I appreciate B for that. B is definitely a good dude, man. Check him out on Twitter at TrueBWill. Awesome dude. Matt Black says, I appreciate that, man. Very humbled. I love the wrestling video game community very much. I want this AEW game to be one of the best ever. Yeah, you're going in with high hopes, brother. And I think we all are. We need something different. I think WWE needs the competition as well to produce a better game. We were getting better games. Look at the AKI series, bro. I'm going to pull these up. These games were all coming out within the same time frames of each other. World Tour broke my heart. Like I said, neighbor across the street, my good friend, I won't mention his name on here because I don't know if he wants that, but he got World Tour, bro, and I had Nitro, and I had a birthday party for Nitro. Nitro was the shit for a day or two, and then you realized how horrible it was when you got your hands on the Nintendo 64, and I was like, dude, this game is the shit. WCW had it right, man, so... You are 1,000% correct when it comes to that. Custom arenas, Heartbreak Tokyo, that is a must. Custom arenas, championships online, all that stuff is a must. Terrence says, Brian Williams even said, Yuke's wants to take the best of No Mercy and all the AKI games and mold them with the SmackDown. Here comes the pain tendencies and new innovations. I want that. For sure, Terrence. That's a great way to put it. Like I said, take advantage of the history that we have and don't be afraid to innovate. And Brian's got it right on point with that quote you gave me from him. WWE has more match types, but WWE 2K never take advantage of that. Yes, that is an issue. Matt responded back. He said they couldn't compete production-wise. He means in terms of their graphics engine. I'm not too worried about the game. Looks great already. Yeah, gameplay is first for me. I'm a gameplay guy. I don't care how good it looks. You could polish a turd and sell it. Like, here it is, and it's still a turd, you know? Let's see here. Ban the idiots that continuously create Stevie Richards. Terrible. Hard to compete with WWE 2K Games Creation Suite besides the Fire Pro Wrestling. No one has done it better than WWE. Hey, listen, and Yuke's put that together, though, so maybe they can do it again. I would hope so. I would like to see it. Casey said, have the old school looks of some of these guys from their days on the indies. That'd be a different cool feature, different skins for the characters. 100%, Casey. Give me some old school Darby Allin. Why? Because you can. You can. He owns his own name. He owns his own stuff. I would love to see that, and I think that would be great. And I really hope that you can use the licensed themes. Like, I definitely want to hear Ruby Soho theme, like the Ruby Soho. We need to have that Rancid in the game. So I hope Tony Khan is able to transfer some of those in there. Just because the Jungle Boy one, we had his old theme, sadly. Fire Pro Wrestling has the best creation suite. Yes, they do. They do, Mecky. And if I'm saying your name incorrect, please correct me. Can we make it so that I can't suplex Paul White with Marco Stunt, like realism in the gameplay? That's more difficult than you would think to implement, though, Casey, from at least developers that I've talked to. It's very difficult to get that put in, and it has to be something that goes across the board, because eventually you do want to have it to where you get the Hulk Hogan body slam. But maybe they could put something in. No Mercy had weight detection. That's one of those things I feel iffy on, because if it's not done right, it ain't going to work. Because eventually you're going to have it to where someone can body slam them. In those games, you had to build it up. So eventually there would be like Taka would be able to body slam Andre the Giant, but he would have to build up to it to where he got to the point to where he was able to. I need that Tekken arcade game difficulty where the computer can read your inputs. That's what I need. For real. Trey Atkins, thank you guys. And if you guys enjoy this, please subscribe and hit the like button. I don't think I've mentioned that in a minute. Please do. We're always looking for more subscribers. And if you want to see more from this, give me your thoughts down below as well. Like, please, I want to hear from all of you guys. Will we get the match types we wanted back from the 2K series that we asked for years? In AEW games? I don't think so. I think 2K needs to worry about doing that. And I think he meant the AEW console game. I don't know if we're going to get all of them. That's going to be tough. Matt Black says the creation suite is extremely important for the AEW game to succeed. I agree. And I think their relationship with the wrestling community is very important as well. 2K has done a banger of a job to turn away a lot of people. A lot of people who are I'm going to use this in air quotes, the older members of the community, such as myself, like they've kind of pushed us away. And I feel like now we're doing a lot of catering to the YouTubers. And I felt really like, man, what happened to the series? We used to have people who wrote for video games and blogs and IGN and all these different things out there, and they could all connect, and they were wrestling fans, and you had it associated with an event. We're wrestling fans, man. We need that back. That's the key. I don't think it should matter how old you are. We're wrestling fans, and I don't want to feel pushed away. Gauntlet matches would be great to have, too, in the game. Gauntlet, Inferno, Buried Alive, Lumberjack, War Games. Well, I don't know if we're going to get War Games. That's a lot to put into a game. I'll be stoked if AEW brings them back first. Cody will not be in the game. That is true. Did you watch BTE yesterday? Yes, I did, Ace. I did watch it yesterday. I don't want to hold you guys too long, though, when it comes to this. Uh-oh. Irish Whip was fun on the left bumper trigger. I want that back. We'll see. We don't have any idea on the control scheme. Kenny Omega said we should be getting something new. I'm hoping within the next month we'll get something from them. It should be interesting. It should be interesting. What ideas do you have for the AEW video game? What are you excited for? What are your must-haves for the game? Send me a message at EPW Show on Twitter. Make sure that you guys are out there showing love. Give me a follow at EPW Show. We're Everything Pro Wrestling on Facebook. Like and support the main page. Tomorrow, we will be back with a podcast doing a live review of AEW Dynamite. If you guys want to come in and talk Dynamite, please do let me know and be in the live chat, and we'll read all of your comments, me, Derek, and whomever else may join us. So thank you so much for listening to my review of AEW Games. And this is a show by the fans for the fans. So I appreciate you guys. I am out. One.
Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinions, the lesson, yes. By the fans, for the fans, Not many in this can understand, This the podcast to show you who I am, Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans, Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans, for the fans, Not many who's here can understand. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinions, the lesson, yes.